Harper Audio presents The Last Apprentice, Lure of the Dead by Joseph Delaney. Performed by Christopher Evan Welch. Chapter 1. Time to Rebuild. The Spook was perched on a log in his garden at Chippenden, the sun singing through the trees and the air bright with birdsong. It was a warm spring morning in late May. As good as it got in the county. Things seemed to be changing for the better. I was sitting on the grass, wolfing down my breakfast, and he was smiling to himself and looking quite contented for a change as he gazed back toward the house. From it came the sound of sawing. I could smell the sawdust. My master's house was being repaired, starting with the roof. It had been burned out by enemy soldiers. But now the war in the county was over, and it was time to rebuild and get on with our lives as a spook and his apprentice, dealing with all manner of things from the dark. Boggarts, ghosts, ghasts, and witches.
"I can't understand why Alice would leave like that without saying anything," I complained to the spook. "It's not like her at all, especially as she knows we'll soon be setting off east and will be away for at least a couple of days."
My friend Alice had disappeared 3 nights earlier. I had been talking to her in the garden and had left briefly to tell the spook something, saying I'd be back in a few moments. On my return, she was gone. At first I hadn't been too worried, but then she'd missed supper and she hadn't reappeared since. The spook sighed.
"Don't take this too hard, lad, but maybe she's gone for good. After all, you've been bound together for quite some time by the need to use that blood jar. Now she's free to do as she pleases. And she's a different person after..."